Good afternoon again, Audio Boo. I'm actually sitting outside now and it's quite windy. I hope the microphone's not going to pick up too much of that. And it's quite warm and sunny. Oh, here comes the wind. I'm out here with my dogs. My husband's sitting down in the living room and I thought I'd just do a boo because I'm having something very English. A cup of tea and a scone or scone. Very nice. I'm afraid to say it's not homemade. It's Tesco's very own. I'm having it with a cup of tea. Lovely. And I've actually got butter in mine, and it is real butter, not margarine, and a little bit of strawberry jam. My husband's got cream, because the kids love the Cornish clotted cream. I don't eat it, because I do try and be a bit healthy. And actually, having kidney disease is such a bore, because I'm not even really supposed to eat scones or scones. Oh, I'm supposed to be careful. I haven't had one for so long. I decided to treat myself. And the reason is they are high in phosphate. I think that it is phosphate and not potassium. Because if it's potassium, I won't worry because my potassium levels are always fine. But my phosphate levels are sometimes a bit too high. And so what I'm going to do, I have to take a tablet every day called a phosphate binder. I have to take it once a day after food, and what it does is it collects all the phosphate in your system and makes it pass through rather than being absorbed into the bloodstream. So I will eat one straight after I've had this. They taste pretty disgusting, but at least I've got this and I won't have to think about that now. I don't know what that noise is in the background. It sounds a bit like a motorbike, but it might be one of those remote controlled little aeroplanes that people fly around. Hello, Niall. Uh-oh. I only have to speak to him and he gets a toy. What have you got this time? Come here, show me. Is it a ball? No, it's not. It's your sheep. It's your Squeaky Wilkinson sheep. I'm not going to pull that with you. That is not for pulling. Where's Litlin? There he is. He's never far away from me. He's like my little guardian angel, aren't you? It's very peaceful out here, except I can hear my TV. Because we've got the patio doors open. Yeah, I think that's one of those remote control aircrafts. That's what it sounds like to me. I could be wrong. It sounds too small for a motorbike. Hope it doesn't come over here and land on our heads. It really would be a very nice afternoon if the wind would drop a bit. It's not cold, it's just a bit intrusive. If you find me a ball, I'll throw it for you. Show me what you got now. Come here. Oh, that silly sheep again. I'm not throwing that. Not throwing that. Find something else, boy. When the sun goes in, it is a bit cold. Break over. I've got to get back to work now. Where's your ball? Find a ball. Uh-oh. He's found his big ball. Oh, no. I didn't mean that ball. He's got a big football-sized plastic ball. It's hard plastic. It's blue. Not that I can see the colours, but it is. And he relentlessly tries to pick it up. And he's never going to do it because there's no giving it for him to get his jaws round it. If it was a real football, he would get it in his mouth and he would burst it, because that's what he's done loads of times. Yes. The little one says, oh, no, not that. And he's trying to get on my lap. I'm going to come up. I'm going to come up. Jump. Oh, he's trying to jump. Come on, let me help you. He can get up on my lap, but I'm going to help him, because he's an old man now, aren't you? You're 11 and a half, and very deaf, but very lively still. No, you don't get your nose near my plate, thank you. It's not what you're up here for. I moved it right over the other side of the table. Thank you very much. Have you got annoyed with that ball? Is it really annoying you? What are you doing? Huh? What's the matter? Get something more sensible. Go and get another ball. See if you can find another ball. Ow, your claws are hurting my leg, mister, because they're slipping on my bare legs. All right, sit still. My lap's not really big enough for you, is it? No. Not really big enough for you, is it, little baby old man? Oh, yours. You're going to have to get down in a minute, because I'm not staying out here long. Now, listen, where's your proper ball? No, that's your sheep. You are a dimwit sometimes. Where's your proper ball? Where's your ball? Where's your ball? Go on. He's just walking around with his sheep hanging out of his mouth like an idiot. Oh, Niall. You do love your toys, don't you? When we had the fire and the insurance, well, it wasn't the insurance people, but the house clearance people came that were affiliated with the insurance company and the loss adjusters. They had to do a count of everything. And we were upstairs. They invited us to come, and it was a very unpleasant day, actually. They invited us to come and to try and pick through the stuff to find what we wanted to keep. And we were upstairs, and we could hear them counting the dog toys. They only counted 25. Now, I know I had more than that, but we did find some in the garden afterwards, which were salvaged, including that big powered ball because that's not allowed indoors for obvious reasons. It was quite funny because he had a pig that used to go like that, and we could hear the people playing around with it and making it oink. There were two grown men doing it, if you don't mind. So we had to buy a whole new load of toys. But the thing is, he loses half of them in the garden. They go under the undergrowth. And we've got a lot of bushes and shrubs and stuff. And they stay there forever. Anyway, I'm going to finish my tea. I've got to go and take that phosphate binder. I think it's to do with the baking powder, the bicarbonate soda that's in them, because I've just been reminded of it, because it makes a funny feeling on your teeth, if you know what I mean. And that just reminded me all that bad phosphate. Oh. Well, little dog. Where's big dog? Niall. Oh, he's here. Come here, let's have a look at you. You've got all dust and dirt on you where you've been laying on the ground. Oh, you look a right scruff. You've still got that silly old sheep in your mouth. Me done. Okay, I'm out of here. Or rather, I'm going in. Speak soon.